Acts chapter 8, verse 26. It says, "Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. So he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury, had come to Jerusalem to worship. He was returning and sitting in his chariot. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, Go near and overtake this chariot. So Philip ran to him, heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, Do you understand what you're reading? And he said, How can I, unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away, and who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I will ask you of whom does this prophet say this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at this scripture and preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, If you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down to the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your word. Father Lord, just grow us in it today. Guide these seniors in what they do in their life. Father Lord, that they seek you out. And it's not just their own or not just what somebody has told them they need to do, but Father God, what you've led them to do. And Father Lord, not only our seniors today, but each one of us here, as we are led by you. And Father Lord, we thank you and we love you. We ask this in Jesus' name. If you're here on Sunday nights, I hate to say this, but I use my family so much as an example, and they're all sitting in here today, so I need to kind of cut that out. Some of it might get back to them, and usually on Sunday nights, Jackie's somewhere else, and there might be one or two of the kids in here, and I guess nobody has really got back to her about what's said in church. And but today, instead of using them as an example, I'm going to use myself as one. And so it'll get back to me in a hurry. There's a couple of things that I want you to see out of this scripture. And the first one is for us and our appointed time, we need to be available. We have got to be available. And if you look in that the very first verse that we read, Philip was available. And that's in verse 26. He says, Now angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, Arise and go towards the south along this road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. Y'all, he was there. The Spirit was coming to him. He was available. And we've got to be that. Just this week, I don't get to go play golf much. And I told Jerry, I said, I got a story to tell you, but I'm going to tell you up here. And Jerry, this is my story. I told him he was in it. But anyway, with seven kids, your golf playing days are kind of few and far between, and it's been about 5 years since I've played golf. And matter of fact, the last time was probably with Jerry, and he might could tell me a little more about when it was, but it was might have been closer to 6 years ago. It was in a little golf tournament. Well, our company was invited to play golf, so or not our company, but my co-owner was invited, and he forgot he was out of town this weekend. He thought the tournament was next week. So he asked me, he said, hey, you want to go? It's all paid for. This other company's paying. And I'm like, hey, yeah, I'll go. You know, you do that real quick. You know, it's all paid for. And it's over at Old Colony. It's like 5 minutes from the office. And I'm like, hey, I'll be there. And then I was worried the whole night. Not about my golf game. I was worried about being able to get off to go play golf. And so I sent my survey crews out to, I thought, you know, jobs that would take them all day. And so they wouldn't be calling and asking me a bunch of stuff. So I thought I had all that taken care of. And so I'm trying to be available. And y'all, we've got to be available. So I'm working this out. And like I say, it's been 5 years. And like I said, the night before, it wasn't bothering me about playing golf. But that day, it kind of started sinking in a little bit. You know, I hadn't had those golf shoes on. I went and pulled them out of a closet where Jackie had stuck them. She sticks stuff, and I said I wasn't going to talk about her. But she sticks stuff in some odd places when you don't use them. And that was my golf shoes and my golf clubs. They was in a little closet down in the basement. And just kind of stuck there. And I was trying to not wake up kids, and I was pulling the golf clubs out and knocking stuff down, and golf clubs rattle anyway. At least mine do. I don't. Y'all probably have good golf clubs. Mine rattle. And it was tough. But I was working things out to be available. And y'all, we've got to be available. Even though it's God's appointed time, we've got to be available. Philip was available. The second thing that I'd like for you to see, not only to be available, but to be willing. And you say, to be available and to be willing, aren't those close to the same? They sound close to the same, to be available and to be willing, but they're not. We can go into a lot of things going, well, yeah, I got a little time on my hands. We can be available, but if our heart's not in it and we don't want to do it, oh, I don't like to do that. I don't like to paint. What are you talking about? I just need you to paint. Sometimes we're just not willing. But y'all, for us to be what God wants us to be, for that appointed time, we've got to be available and we've got to be willing. And you see in this, the second verse, in verse 27, he says, so he arose, that was Philip, and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge over all our treasury, had come to Jerusalem to worship. And y'all, the biggest thing I wanted to see out of this verse, or wanted you to see out of this verse, so he arose and went. You know, after much discussion with God, after going, hey, you know, that's a long ways. Hey, you know, I don't know if I got the right clothes to wear. Hey, you know, I don't know what you're going to ask of me, but if you could kind of tell me a little bit of what you want me to do, I can give you a better idea or if I can go or not. That's not what he asked, and that's not what Philip did. Philip arose and he went. He didn't wait. And y'all, back to my story of my golf game. I arose and went. I had no reason not to. I was going to play golf. It was all set up. But I forgot again. It's been 5 years. And Jerry could tell you, I'm not that good a golfer. He thought I was going to say that about him, but I can't say that about Jerry. He's an excellent golfer. See, I would say Chuck Glover over there, but I've never played with Chuck. Chuck got his own friends. He plays golf with. I think they kind of put their own numbers down. I don't know. So he just plays with his own friends. Now, Jerry, he'll play. He'll play with me, and he can hammer a ball. I'll just say that. I like having him on tournaments. But if I'd have needed somebody, I'd have called him up. And I'd say, hey, Jerry, we need you. And he probably would have come played. I don't know. We'd have helped him. Hey, he's good. But I tell you what, I didn't think about it. You know, I was sitting there 2 days before going, boy, my back is killing me. What in the world? What did I do? And I forgot I got 7 kids. And one of them loves to come and jump on me. And just at the ballpark the other day, and I tell y'all, you know, we're at the ballpark, we're here, we're there. And she comes running up, she hangs off my neck, and I'm walking like this right here. And like the next day, I'm going, why's my back hurt? Figured it out. And then I tell her, hey, ho, don't do that. Back's hurt. Well, I'm going to play golf. That's a great thing. Go play golf. So I go, and I'm at the driving range. And we had a few minutes before. I didn't think about really, you know, you can go out there and give yourself out, give yourself blisters, whatever you want to do. But I went, and I was sitting there just trying to stretch and trying to get loose and hit a few balls here and there. About to drop these glasses again. I would put them on my head, but I'd forget where they're at up there and be asking y'all, hey, where's those glasses at? But I found out that it hurts when you swing a golf club when you hadn't swung a golf club in a while. And you know what? Especially when you miss the ball and you hit the dirt, it hurts. It's like it that dirt don't want to move. It's supposed to move. It's supposed to swing. And then so you kind of stretch a little and you pull back a little and do it again. Then you top the ball and it dribbles off. So I'm working it out. It's an appointed thing. So I'm working it out. I am available and I'm willing. I'm there. And the last thing that I want you to see about this is if we're available and we're willing, God's going to do great things. Amen. Y'all, we've got to be that. We've got to be available. We've got to be willing. Or God's not going to do great things with us. He'll do it with somebody else. But you know, he'll do great things with us. So, back to my story. Jerry, I was playing golf with three guys, I was the fourth, that I didn't know. I knew one to a point because we buy equipment from him, and they're from Birmingham. And the other two, it was a West Region General Contractors Golf Tournament. And one of them was a contractor. Two of them were sales reps from the company we deal with and myself. And I thought, well, okay, I might be hacking at this, but maybe they're hacks too. And my hacks will be better than their hacks. So, we're there, and one guy, he's in shape. I'm not in shape. Y'all hadn't noticed that. This did close better at one time. And he's in good shape. Got another one. Looks like he's in pretty good shape. And then one, he's about like me. And I thought, well, all right. That's not too bad. So we go. And we start out on the golf course on hole number 3 over at Old Colony. Some of y'all might be mentally picturing it in your head and you want to know where I'm at. Well, that's where I'm at. It's par 4. So I thought, well, hey, I'm in pretty good shape. I did start hitting some balls pretty good off that at the driving range. I thought, well, that's pretty good. And again, Jerry's, he's saw me play. And he knows, well, Marty, he can hit a ball every now and then. That's every now and then. He can hit a ball when he gets into it. Jerry, he'll hit a ball every time. And you know, Marty, yeah, he can help you out every now and then. But, well, I'm sitting here on the golf course with those guys. First thing I do, the guy that's, that I thought, well, hey, I'm even with, he said he wasn't that great of a golfer. He gets up, spow, ball goes off straight, and I'm going, oh, me. He told me he was a hacker. He's no hacker. He just got a hold of that ball. And so I had to kind of think about mine. So I'm sitting there, we got a good shot. And y'all, we play in a four-man scramble, and I need to tell you what that is. You take, everybody hits from the same place, and then you take the best ball and you hit the next one. From that spot. Everybody picks their ball up besides that one, and you go hit from that spot. So I thought, well, okay, maybe I can help out. Because that's what you want to do in a scramble. You have somebody that has a nice drive, and he's sitting in the middle of the fairway. You want to hit one, you load up and let her go. See if you can kind of drive it a little past that since he got you in a good spot. You kind of work together. So I'm up, and I'm saying, well, okay. I can hit that ball pretty good. Sometimes. So it was my go. So I'm sitting there and I come back and I go through it. That ball shoots off to the side. And I'm going, I don't know these guys. They don't know me, but they were starting to think about me. And I said, well, that's one. So we had dubbed two guys and they did okay. They got pretty good shots. And I'm like, I'm the only one. I said, I'm sitting over here and they're over there. So we go and we pick my ball up and got to the second shot. And we'd went over. And I said, well, maybe I can help them out a little bit right here. Par four, you need to get there on two if you're doing anything right. So you need to be sitting on the green. Got a shot. Guy put it on the green. So I'm sitting here trying to see if I can get mine a little closer. It's off over here. And I'm going, where's that help part come from? I'm available. I'm willing. It's been 5 years, though. Where's that help part? I tell you what, when we were setting in two, and I thought, that's what you want. We're doing pretty good, even for a scramble, if you can get there in two. But you want to have it so close, you want a one putt. So you can have that three, you got your birdie, and everybody's happy. So I said, hey, I'll help them out there. So I lined up. It's my third shot of the tournament there, and I lined up and I putted. I said, hey, I'll go first. Y'all can kind of get a line, know where the ball's going, because we was all having to putt from the same place. So I put the ball down, and I hit the ball. Missed that cup, you know? I don't even know if they could get a good line from what I did. They hit. Y'all, we two-putted. So we sitting even after that first hole. And I'm going, where's my game coming from? What am I going to do? You know, right here in these verses, he was available. He went. And you look down here in these later verses, he had the opportunity to tell that Ethiopian about Christ. He even ran on. He said, hey, I will run. He said, run on up to the chariot. It's what God told him to do. And what did he do? He ran on up to the chariot. How many of us would have ran on up to the chariot? And he caught up with him and heard him what he was reading. And he said, hey, he's reading Isaiah. And he didn't even know what was going on. Hey, what does this mean? And Philip saw, this is my opportunity. This is my opportunity to step in. This is my opportunity to be used by God. This is what He's called me here for. And guess what Philip did? He stepped in and started telling him about Christ. He said, this is what it means. This is who it is. And he says, this is all you have to do. And you can be saved. He said, that's it. This is my purpose. This is my appointed time. And I'm taking advantage of it. Back to my story. There's 18 of those holes. I'm not going to tell you about all 18 of them. We're going to wrap this story up. So I'm sitting there. Hadn't been apart. And we got hole four out there. It's par three. 188 yards. And Jerry knows. Par three is bothering me. Y'all, I got a lot of golf hang-ups, if you hadn't noticed that yet. Par three's bothering me. Just something about them flags being right there. They go every which way. Flag's in the middle. And I'm, you know, these guys hit. And they've lost the faith. I hate to tell you that. They go, who is this guy that we've got with us? What has he done? I've yet to tell them, and I'm about to speak up pretty quick. I hadn't played in 5 years. You got to have some kind of excuse. I hadn't played. Don't get on me now. But they hadn't said anything. I knew what they was thinking, though. And so I didn't know really what to do, except tee up and hit the ball. Tee up and hit the ball. If you come in too low, ball's going to just keep on going. Go off the backside of that, go into everlasting whatever. It's tall grass and everything else, woods. You don't want to be there. So don't hit back there. If you go up high, mine has a tendency to do either or. If you go up too high, it takes your distance off, and all of a sudden you're just sitting back down here on the... Y'all, if you don't hit that green in one on a par three... It's bad things. And Jerry knows I don't hit greens on par threes in one. But times are changing. So I hit. And it just kind of took the mid path. And it hits right there. And it's right on the hilltop of the green. I said, oh no. That thing's coming in kind of hot. So it comes in and starts rolling around. And I'm going, oh no, it's going off the back. And it just starts rolling on to the side. And I'm looking. And I'm sitting there. You know how it is when you get sun in your eyes and you're sitting here going like this? Well, that's how I was. What's this? Because it was rolling. All of a sudden it just dropped out of there and you didn't see it. And I'm like, oh no. And them guys back there, they're going, he put it in the hole, he put it in the hole. And I'm going, you sure I didn't drop off back there? I'll tell you what, that's the first hole in one I ever hit. Hey, God will do great things. Hey, I was there and I was available. I don't know if that'll ever happen to me again in my life. And some of these guys, Jerry Glover's probably hit 10 or 15 hole in ones. I mean, not Jerry Glover. Chuck Glover. He's probably hit about 15 of them, him and his friends. I don't know how many Chuck's hit. I mean, Jerry's hit. But I got me a hole-in-one on that hole. All this, and I always tell y'all about my kids and their things they have going on. God uses us. We have to live every day our life. And that's why I say, hey, my kids is what he's blessed me with, and he shows me every day how I need to lead my life. At golf game the other day, showed me how I need to lead my life. I went on from there. My chest swelled up. And I was a man, started hitting balls. And I'm like, hey, look at that. Never hit one that straight before. I even hit a green on a par three afterwards. I'm talking about pretty shot. Putting, I was doing it all. But y'all, we've got to be available. That's what Philip was. We got to be willing. That's what Philip was. Before God's going to do any great thing in our life. We got a lot of hang-ups. We got a lot of junk. We got a lot of just stuff in our life. God wants to use you. Y'all, those first verses that I read, he says, through every bit of this, there's a time and a place. It's your time, your place. How are you going to respond? How are you going to do? I want to finish up right here with a verse. And it's back to Ecclesiastes. And it's chapter 12. The last two verses. You know, I thought, you know, I can't sum this up in much better way than he summed his up. I thought, hey, that's it. You know, here he is. He's had time to think and he's had time to reflect on life and the things going at him. And these last two verses in Ecclesiastes 12, it's verses 13 and 14. He says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. He's summing it up. After all this that he's wrote and all these things he's talked about, and those verses that I read, that it's in song and in different things about all these appointed times. He said, fear God and keep his commandments. For this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Y'all, God is there. I'm going to charge my seniors and everybody here that God is there. He's ready for that appointed time. But you know what? He's ready for you. He's ready for you in your appointed time. We got to be willing. We got to be available. We got to be willing. He's going to do great things. No matter what. Y'all, we can sit on these pews all day long and it not change our life. But we give it all to God and He's going to change it. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you, Father, that we can just gather together. Father, Lord, you've brought us here today for that appointed time. Father God, I pray that someone's heart today has been changed. That, Father God, that through your word and, Father, the things that's taken place, that Father, Lord, if there's someone here today that doesn't know the love of Jesus Christ, Father, Lord, I pray that today is that day. The day that they make themselves available. And Father, Lord, the others that, hey, we need to step out and we make ourselves that we're willing to do your will. Oh, Father, and let you do great things in our life. Father, we thank you. We love you. Just guide us in this time as we glorify you. Father, we thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name.